Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
A while back, Zamet asked me if I'd like to do a Dungeons & Dragons game with my dad and my little brother Ryder. I was like, yeah, so I suggested it to them, and dad was like, what? What are you talking about, Jack? And Ryder was like, I once played a game of D&D on a bus and it sucked and was for nerds. But after much convincing, they agreed, and together we recorded one of the greatest adventures in D&D's for Nerds history ever, maybe. If you signed up to Patreon before April 1st, you'll get exclusive access to what we are calling D&D's for Dad. Links are in the show notes below, so make your way to Patreon right now and help support the show and feast your ears on something very special.
Welcome to episode 2 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm Joel Zammit, and I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
I'm Michael Shanks, I'll be playing the role of Squim Norton.
I'm Jackson Bailey, I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
And I'm Adam, your dungeon master.
Previously,
the three of you are working as mercenaries for a tiefling archaeologist.
Cool. Well, I'm Shane Knoll.
My name is Anton de Saussure.
There are a lot of dragons where we are. Somebody boned one. Now I got magic.
Shrek drinks this potion that makes him, like, perfect. He becomes a human. Fiona becomes a human again. Donkey becomes a hawk.
G'day. My name's... Squim Norton. That's right, Norton. You'll know of me from my long lineage of the Norton family.
Lillip sounds like a girl's name, right?
All right, Lillip's a girl, whatever.
I don't mind, I'm just saying.
An ancient elven burial ground of some sort that I need you to help me.
There are some drinks.
The three of you are sitting in the coiled leaf, poring over the map of your target, a long disused elven tomb.
I take Gloom aside just so, like, no one else can hear, and I'm like, hey, Lillip's here, right? Yeah, Lillip, a little elven thing. And I'm like, look, this is an ancient elven tomb. It's not lost on me that you've hired an elf and a half-elf. And I'm just letting you know, I'm not really into the whole elven thing. I'm kind of self-loathing in that. But if Lillip's maybe a little, you know, if he's going to think, like, this is too, or she, doesn't matter, I'm cool, very open-minded. If she's going to be like, oh, this is my people, I don't want to, like, bury, like, dig into their tombs, like, I can take care of her, it's fine. It's okay. I see how much money you got.
Bloom was uncomfortable that you took him aside. When you mention killing another member of the party, he positively balks. You see him start sweating bullets.
Hey, we're mercenaries. All I'm saying is sand don't come for free.
Maybe you've seen a tiefling before. They're not exactly common. They're quite rare, actually. But the image of a effeminate hellboy sweating bullets and umming and urring is quite startling to you.
I'm picturing Woody Allen. There's no greater podcast moment than when four people all burst into Woody Allen impressions and nobody says a word. Everyone just goes,
oh, Lord.
And that's all he says. He doesn't actually respond. He just seems terrified that you would suggest this.
I have a very dry swallow.
Oh, God.
He doesn't say anything. He just gestures back to the table.
What do you suppose they're talking about?
I guess maybe the...
Shane. Oh, all right.
Yeah. I don't know. I reckon maybe something to do with the...
Banquet?
I point at the table, and then I just, like, move up to where the map was, where I'm guessing a pile of dates is resting on. No, under the date. Hang on.
Shift the dates towards me?
Yep.
This has been happening, the waitress has been steadily bringing out plates of food. Most of the map, has been obscured by food.
I reckon something to do with that thing there.
Yeah.
When Lillip when Gloom sits back down next to Lillip, he looks at the map and the mess that's getting on the map, and you see him go a little pale in the face.
I pick up, food would just be staining it.
Yeah.
Like, pick up a date. You want one?
Live, eat, Gloom.
I put it on his, like, in front of him.
To be polite, he reaches out and grabs a new date that you have not touched and eats that one.
That's right. Eat, enjoy life.
Do you think they wash their hands?
I doubt it very much.
He's like, why would they? To do what?
I don't want their miasma. I don't want to catch anything.
Do I know what a miasma is?
Do I know what a miasma is?
Just any make of a us science roll in D&D. I'll be red.
I'll be blue again.
I'll be black. Yeah, I don't know.
By process of elimination? Oh, wow. Good, you got black. No, so no. You two are unaware of
ignorant
what miasma could possibly be. You, however, not. Oh, hang on. You know what? I didn't write down your full name.
Squip.
Squim. Squim.
Squim.
With
Squim.
An M for yeah. Forthcoming.
S. And Jackson, Q. What was your first name?
Anton. Anton de Sorcier, which just means Anton the Sorcerer. And that's all right.
That's sick.
Squim, mm-hmm. You're the only one who's possibly done any studying in their entire life.
Natural.
And you have heard of miasma. It's a lot of very learned people believe that sickness is bad air, basically. The bad air that comes off sick people. And you know that when he says, I don't want to catch their miasma or anything like that, he's worried that the miasma will come off a sick person onto the dates and he will eat the miasma.
Right. And get sick himself.
And get sick himself, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course I know this. I'm Norton. I'm very anti-virus.
I mean, yeah.
I sort of planted seeds for that joke before we started rolling. I thought full disclosure.
Gloom waits for you guys to be done with your meal. Do you eat anything other than sand, by the way?
I'm going to go say no.
My favorite thing is that I actually don't need to eat.
I was about to say, you don't need to eat.
Get the stone. But, hey.
It's going straight to your hips.
It's fine. I'm already a little overweight.
Eventually, the meal concludes.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloom has been waiting very patiently. Shifts whatever he can out of the way. And that's very little, because a lot of this meal was messy. And he does not want to touch that.
Fair.
And once he's shifted it out of the way, he explains, so I had we'll actually be meeting one of my students on the there actually. I sent him ahead with some other mercenaries. His
yeah,
he's
right.
He's gone off to set up the dig site so we can begin uncovering. The place will be covered in sand. He says,
"Hey, that will be good for you, Squim."
Yeah, hungry boy
shouldn't have filled up.
So it's an ancient. Let me just write. So it's an ancient burial elven.
There's very little information on this location.
Yeah.
We don't actually know what it probably is.
What did
we know what it, sorry. We don't know exactly what it is, but we know it's probably a burial. The elves don't record their burial grounds because they're afraid that they'll be dug up. So they were afraid that they would.
That is happening.
Yeah, right, rightfully so, you think.
This is a branch of elves who have long since passed away. No elves here at this table would be related to any of the elves from here.
Or so we think.
there's no reason for any hostilities.
Yeah, why would there be?
I don't understand.
Lilip, her face is just this stone blank sheet. None of you can read. But it always is.
So we're just going to find bodies?
No. 50,000 years. There'll be no bodies.
Skeletons.
Not even skeletons.
Skeletons? Like dust?
Do you think?
Well, I suppose the natural cycle of any creature is alive. Skeleton. Ghost.
Followed by ghost skeleton.
Yes. Yeah. Or perhaps a zombie or something.
See, I always assumed it was like alive.
Yes.
Then you die, and then you have a skeleton, but no, zombie. And then you kill the zombie, then you have a skeleton.
Well,
and then you have a skeleton and a ghost at the same time.
So,
has a 1,000 yards stare right now.
In our travels, we have been through dungeons and burials before, I'm assuming. And in them, I have fought skeletons. And what I always wonder is, was this skeleton so hostile in his life? Or is it only upon death that he decides to attack me with a rusty sword?
Yeah, because I always figured the ghost was the calm one, and that's why you never fight like the same person as a ghost and a skeleton.
Well, is this
you always have an evil version
separate from the
so look if you've got an
body?
Yeah, if you've got an
when
evil,
you lose your skin,
if you've got an evil,
do you become mean?
If you've got an evil skeleton, you got a good ghost. But if you've got an evil ghost, you got a good skeleton.
See, this is why I've asked my family to bury me with a lot of weights on my body, so that I cannot rise.
Yeah,
terrorize it.
That's why I want to be cremated. Simple as that.
Didn't come back as a skeleton.
Do you think the zombies might have diseases?
Well, they are dying. Well, you're dead.
You don't want to get a zombie to bite you. I mean, that's pretty sure how you become a ghoul.
Gloom, zombieism Gloom is a
faints.
Disease.
Gloom yeah. faints. He faints. He faints.
Fucking hell, Gloom.
I pour sand at his mouth.
Wake him up. Blah, 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 blah.
He wakes up immediately.
You're welcome, boss.
Please don't do that again. When did you touch that sand?
Sand is hygienic.
Yeah, everyone's walking around and it's fine.
He needs the restroom. Gloom gets up and leaves.
The restroom. What, like a bloody outhouse?
I turn to the lads and I'm like, so what are we thinking about this mission? We all good? We've been on adventures before, I think.
Yes.
It's pretty standard.
Look, it's standard. We're going to the desert. We go to a tomb, a fat skeleton.
There's no way we're related to anybody in this tomb. It's fine.
I mean, he's human and yeah. I am a little halfling. So, I mean, I doubt it, but... So we come back. We get the reward, which I do not know what it is.
He's promised you all a handsome sum of gold to help him. Sum of gold.
Have we worked with Lilith before?
That's up to you.
Well, the mercenaries just like run in the same circles. Like, is it the kind of thing we might have met her in the past?
Why not?
You might have. Lilith would be fairly new to all of you, though.
So right? What's Lilith's reputation? And then we will decide.
Yeah.
Lilith's reputation is just kind of, she's a good sort of support.
Like, if we
person,
were like, hey, we're going to do this little adventure, and we need a blah, does she fill in that blah?
She can hold her own in a fight, but she's not a fighter.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So she's more there for when you get wounded.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, right. I'm going to say that I assume the way that Anton de Saussure takes jobs is he just accepts all of them and then chooses the most exciting one. So he's like, yeah, I'll do that or that. Then he goes through them and he's like,
so what you mean to say is you just accept the most exciting one because if you're accepting all of them but then only taking the exciting one, you technically aren't accepting them.
That's true.
Again, there's a lot of outstanding side quests. So it's like, I'll get back to this.
It's a kind of, yeah, if I look at my side quest list, there's like miscellaneous, just tons. It's like,
your reputation is terrible.
I feel like he's good on the ones he goes on, but like, you better make it sound good. He's just in the fucking coiled leaf.
That's what you are.
I like, right, I've just decided that this one is worth my time.
Hey, 50,000 year old.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, this is basically my gap year, so all right.
are we going now? Was that the understanding?
Well,
how old am I?
Well, Gloom's in the bathroom.
I'll be 22. Yeah, right.
Gloom's in the bathroom. So I guess
Gloom hasn't exactly entirely outlined his plan just yet.
We'll wait for him to.
So just whilst he's away, I'm like, hey, so we trust in our boss? Like, are you getting a good vibe from him?
He looks like a nice fellow. Yeah. I mean, he's got his, you know, like, his ways.
He's clearly not strong enough to take us down if he wants to pull anything.
No.
I've got a good feeling.
We can trip him up and
we can
him
throw a grape at him and he'll melt.
Yeah, exactly. We need to only but touch him and we'll be okay.
Like, we probably don't need to.
Spit in his face. I like that Lilith is just here. I'll gesture to her. Spit in his face.
Lilith nods and says, I doubt he could take us in a fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to pay us.
Yeah, it's going to be. He seems rich, I will say.
Yeah.
Paid for the old meal. I was going to, but then he did. That was lucky.
Unless it's an act, she says, just as an afterthought.
Nah, he seems pretty on the level.
I trust him implicitly. As I trust everyone.
Hooray!
Hooray! More wine!
More wine is brought over.
I drink.
You're getting raucously drunk, aren't you? Uh-huh. I'll have to remember that for later.
I nurse a wine cup.
All right. To live in the moment. Carpe diem.
As soon as the new wines are poured, Gloom, he sits down and starts explaining. Pass the sauce stain there.
I'll put up with the finger. Yeah.
Pass the sauce stain there. We'll take us about roughly 5 days, and that's roughly halfway. So while this journey has only been taken once before by the surveyor who first found the location, he estimated 2 weeks, but I think we can do it in 10 days to get there.
Sure. Yeah, sure. You're coming, yeah?
Yes, of course.
Huh.
There'll be seals placed upon this
like,
burial site.
Seals?
We're in the desert. There are no seals in the desert.
No. A magical seal. And I'll...
Oh, oh,
there, there. The seals are magic.
I like when he's like, no, 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 a magical seal. You're like, oh yes, still a seal, but a magical one.
I guess that's how they survive in the desert.
Yeah, yeah, sure, magic.
Magical.
No, it's not an animal. It's a magical. It's a magic placed upon the tomb.
Oh, like a seal. Yeah, right. Sorry, I just went.
We are with you now.
Yeah. Because of my high intelligence and wisdom, I've just been shaking my head through the whole seal discussion.
Fuck, I hope so.
I am aware. I'm pretty clever, but still an idiot.
That's just yuck.
A good description of me.
Yes, I'll need to be there to break these seals, to get through the magical enchantments laid upon this place.
Club them.
Do we have, like, horses?
Yes. Well, not horses, no, but camels. I will be providing us with camels.
Magnifique!
And all the equipment we will need.
I love camels. No, as our animals spit in your face.
<That's>... What?
No, llamas do, mate.
I do not know what the llama is.
Oh, good.
No, camels do
it
as well.
Yeah, yeah, camels do it as well. Camels are a filthy animal.
Can we get ones that don't do that? Can we get a muzzle?
You can.
Sure.
I'll buy muscles.
Radio. Are we heading out today?
No, tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, no, we'll want to head out tomorrow when we've all had a chance to rest.
Melwine! If we're not heading out now, we might as well.
I'm going to go get a room. He gets up and leaves.
I drink raucously into the night. Will I be hungover in the morning? Yes.
I just sit in the bar and phase out because I'm immune to sleep. So I just...
You just trance in the bar.
Yeah, I just have like
the
two to three
phases. The waitress comes
over
and nudges you and says, no trancing in the bar, please.
And I say...
You'll need to purchase a room if you want to stay the night.
I would say, I'll buy the room, but I'm sleeping here. Except I'm not sleeping, I'm sitting.
The waitress considers that and she's like, well, that's okay, I guess.
I guess you paid.
Still coming out of Gloom's thing, so...
Yeah, it's all right.
I assumed my wine was as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Everything you guys do tonight is paid for by Gloom.
I buy all the other rooms in the hotel to fill with nobody else.
Gloom does not have enough money for that.
Okay.
Damn.
I don't.
He's working right now on a university grant.
More
money. That's the best. I have money. I'm doing okay. I got
just
like
letting you know that
gold.
Because he's got a limited amount of money. Whatever you can buy as much wine as you want, but this is technically coming out of what he's paying you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I would have bought anyways.
Oh, we're gonna buy wine anyway.
In fact, it's diluted by four, so you come out on top.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's good.
Is there anything else in this town
to do?
Yeah.
Do you like cattle? Because if so, there's a lot drover that you can get done.
Like what?
Go see some cattle. So, but there's a lot of them.
So I can just go sightseeing and looking at cows.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's pretty fun.
Just go to bed early. Like
cow tipping? so nothing else. All right. Cows in the desert.
Yeah. Well, it probably wouldn't be. Like, it'd be more like camels. And
yeah.
Not quite like desert. Anyway.
You're not in, yeah, you're in plains right now. You're not in the desert right yet.
Well, I will go to bed early so I can get up even earlier and practice my sword stuff. I want to say sword play, but that kind of sounds like gross and sexy. So
I think it's still sword.
Is it sword play?
Exercises.
Say sword
training.
Techniques.
Sword techniques. There we go.
I like to imagine getting drunk as you trance, like around you and still talking as though you're not trancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, when she comes to the town, she says, oh, where is Anton? And then I say, Mama, you have to hide me under the floor because, you know, her brothers, they were coming and they said, oh, we will lynch you, Anton, because you have hurt our little sister. And I said, oh, no, no, you know, when then my mother, she says, Anton.
And I'm just like,
eventually you get cut off.
I fall asleep in the bar unless they shuffle me up to the room and then there.
Pass out.
They don't, so
I sleep again.
So we're just kind of, yeah, we're hanging
we're
out.
Just hanging
we're the two magic boys.
Magic boys having a nap in a bar.
So, all right, lads, I'm off to, but you guys are... Yeah, right.
Magical, beautiful boys having a snooze in the bar.
Yeah, figured it out.
That's the mantra I recite while I'm in a trance.
Magical, beautiful boys having a sleep in the bar.
No, I'm enthusiastically like,
I'll sing along.
Yeah, you're right.
Fellas have a good time.
Anyway.
Have a lovely
The next day rolls around. Anton, you have a stiff neck and a hangover.
Good morning.
I come out of my trance like, magical, beautiful. Morning.
Morning, magic boys. How you going?
Not
beautifully.
Too good.
Is there like a trough of water I can dunk my head in?
You go outside and do that.
There's plenty of sand.
Just dunk my head in the sand. Ah.
Soak it all up.
Refreshing.
No, I'll dunk my head in a trough full of water for the camels.
You all meet up again outside with Lilip and Gloom. Gloom has, in as part of his morning ritual, gone out and gotten some mules and the best muzzles that money can buy.
All right.
And has saddled them all up. There's...
Do you mean mules or camels?
Camels, sorry. Okay. My mistake. So there's six camels in total, mm-hmm. one for each of you, plus one that is just laden down with your supplies.
What do you... I'll find a camel, jump on, chuck my rooster in one of its pockets so I don't have to carry it.
Done. That rooster woke you up this morning.
That's not a rooster noise. That's this one's noise.
Jackson, that's like prep. That's like preschool bullshit that you learn.
Roosters go cock-a-doodle-doo, I know.
What the fuck goes brap 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 brap?
Like a military horn?
Yeah, like the last post.
Fuck, I hope my chicken just does the last.
Revelry.
Revelry.
Sounds like almost that Duel of Fates then for a sec.
Classic Romeo.
That's a good rooster. Anyway, hop on them camels. Off we go.
It's Lawrence of Arabia, this shit.
I'm guessing we're dressed up in Lawrence of Arabia gear.
Yeah. Sure.
Lilip has also provided
like
you
a tan wizard's robe, dusty, sort of like, what do you call it? Like when the hem of a robe is like fraying. Real deserty. Yeah.
Lilip has provided you with some basic loose fitting clothes that you can wear.
I don't have my chainmail on.
About to say, you probably should take that off.
Oh, it's off.
Clever.
You have it just in a pouch on your camel. The first day is spent just going from plains to desert, and then by the second day, you guys start to really feel the heat. So, I'm going to start rolling for heat strike.
Uh-oh.
Bullshit.
Did none of us bring umbrellas?
I assumed you would have.
Could I have brought a parasol?
Yes, you can.
A parasol strung over my shoulder as I ride the camel to keep the heat away. You said, oh, how dainty of you.
Oh, wait.
Entente.
I didn't give you a chance to check.
I'll be
colors.
Light blue.
I'll be red.
I'll be black.
Black is your heart.
Black is it. Everyone says, Entente, parasol, ooh, what are you? A princess? Well, I am a very, very shaded princess. If I am a princess.
Who was red again, sorry?
I was. It.
All
right. I don't like the sounds of that.
Oh no. He's like, you with your parasol, with your four eyes, spewing rainbows.
I don't.
Oh, fuck, it's hot.
Fuck, it's hot. Or is it cold?
It's real cold.
I feel like I got a
chuck. Why am I
jump?
Riding this lizard?
Where are we going?
Oh, we had camels.
This ain't right.
This ain't right. This ain't right at all.
I don't like that.
That a bunyip? No.
I'll tackle him.
No.
It's weird. Like, you're like, Adam rolled for heatstroke, and then he starts looking through his notes, like, as though it's like, Zamata's heatstroke, the game is ruined. I gotta jump ahead.
I'm looking through my notes trying to figure out, like, is there a way I can,
like
avoid
combat
the heatstroke?
Heatstroke?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't think a crossbow is gonna help.
What if I chill touch myself?
Shoot the sun.
No. All good.
All right.
He's cold and refreshed.
By the end of the day, before the sun goes down on the second day, Shane and Squim, you both begin to feel the desert heat beating down on you. Probably envy Anton with his parasol.
I am unimaginably smug.
Shouldn't have eaten that sand.
My mouth's so dry.
Shane, you will take a temporary 2 points of damage, and Squim, you'll take temporary 1 point of damage.
Nice.
But the damage goes away when the... Don't bother writing it down, because the damage goes away when the sun goes down. So because you would, it happened right at sunset, you were both fine. You take the damage, but then the sun goes down and you're like in the night.
That's fine.
You come back.
Can I cook up some food for dinner on like a small like trail stove?
Gloom has provided you guys with food.
Oh, well, we'll just eat that.
In little sealed carry bags.
Scroggin?
What?
Scroggin.
Oh, yeah, like the trail rat and stuff. Yeah, you guys.
Scroggin?
Scroggin.
I pretend that, I know what scroggin is.
It's from the Scottish word scrotum.
Oh, right.
Meaning nut bag.
Is that for real?
No!
Sounds like it could.
Yeah. I was almost convinced. I was convinced. Like, all right.
It's just this little. Have you ever heard of trail mix?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's trail mix.
It's not a word for trail mix. Scroggin.
You guys have just been eating these little, basically, rations of llama spread. That sort of shit.
Classic.
Some fucking Lord of the Rings bullshit or whatever.
What would be like a desert like treat? Like honey locust?
Turkish delight.
Probably more Elven Delight.
Elven Delight.
I'm going to sell my whole family for some Turkish Delight.
I'd sell my whole family to a snow queen. That fucking kid. You remember Lion the Witch? Yeah. What the fuck?
Like, not even a good candy.
Yeah, Turkish Delight. Like, it's
candy. Like, maybe delicious. For a crunchy bar. Nah.
Yeah, she was like, Turkish Delight for the rest of your life. She was like, here's some, and there's more where that came from.
Yeah, I like some rosy fucking jelly, thanks. Oh, could it be like covered in a lot of flour?
Yeah, a little sugary dust. Oh, no, that's my...
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's for me. I would have sold my family. I'm on that kid's side. Fuck. Derek's Life's delicious.
Anyway, so the Snow Queen pulls up.
Yes.
No. You got a deal, ma'am. I think he was offered more stuff. I think he was like, N plus you can rule not.
I think he had already said yes by the Turkish delight. And then I think she felt bad and has just a gesture. She was like, and also you can rule Narnia, I guess. Huh? Oh, yeah, that too is real good.
Sure, I'll take it.
The third day goes significantly worse than the second. So this time you will actually, if you want, I can record your damage for you.
No.
But Shane, your hit points are down by 4.
Ugh.
Whoa, that heat's getting us.
This is,
Anton, your hit points are down by 2.
Ah, not too bad. Oh, no, wait. No, that's...
And Squim, your hit points are unchanged.
Oh, nice.
You're the only one who isn't feeling the desert heat right now.
You just climbed
under the
camera.
I'm just going to get like a rag, get some water on that rag.
Yeah.
Kind of tie it around my neck.
Born in the desert.
I'll go red.
Green.
I lift my ribs, make me very hot. Wizards have a lot of layers.
All three of you, roughly at the same time, spot a feature in this featureless desert.
What?
Mon Dieu!
You can see sticks or something like that poking out of the sand at extreme distance. You can barely make out what it is. You're amazed you can kind of make out that it's burnt wood.
Eldup.
Yeah,
we will go investigate. You state your gloom.
You mean Lilip to come with as
well? Yeah. Right, cool. She's part of the bloody team.
I just don't want to leave Gloom by himself.
He's the money.
All right, everyone, let's go.
It's the classic problem that we face here in D&D. If you guys go, the wolf will eat Gloom.
Exactly.
If you send the wolf off, Gloom won't pay you.
And then the chicken will eat the grain.
Exactly.
How do you get from one to the other?
Yeah, I guess he won't pay us, but also, like, he doesn't look like he can hold himself in a...
No, he's fine. And worse than him getting killed, he might get looted.
Yeah. I hope you're not being subtle about this conversation.
Or like, yes, no, hang on, what? Let's just go ahead.
We'll head on to the sticks.
All together?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. I assume still Gloom is probably up the back of your form.
Yeah.
All right.
Up the front.
Are you staying mounted as well on your camel?
Yeah, I assume so.
All right,
until
cool.
we get like, well, do we say we stay mounted until we get like maybe 10 meters away, hop off, go on foot?
Nah, stay mounted.
Is it nighttime?
It's daytime.
Okay.
Kind of middle of the day.
Right. I'm hopping off. I don't want to be on my camel when whatever
anyone else
happens. You guys stay on your camel. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm going to get off too.
All right, cool.
But just like sexually.
Get off on the camel's back.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just getting off the camel.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a pity. Everyone would have been impressed.
It's the first time for everything.
You got a 20 on that roll.
Everybody gets up via like osmosis.
Oh my god. Desert orgasms for the game.
Oh, that was sensual. No, I'll get close to it and you hop off. Maybe like, you know, yeah, 10 meters from the...
Yeah, like 10 meters. Just leave the camels. So, that they don't, so if, yeah. like, we're attacked, the camels don't die too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Gloom stay with the camels. Yeah. We'll just...
It's...
I reckon we leave Lilith with Gloom as well, just to, yeah. just to watch, yeah. you know?
Fair, she can protect
the watch.
Yeah, just to watch.
Just watch me get off this camel.
I have a feeling she would have been impressed.
She would have, everyone would have been impressed, mate.
The camels.
Camels would also not have been impressed.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll head up to the burnt
Yeah, if anything happens, okay. then she can protect Gloom.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. When you get closer, you notice that this is the burnt and charred remains of several wagons. Mm. You can see bodies half buried in the sand, and they're all black and twisted, as if they themselves have also been burnt.
Touch the wood, see how hot it is?
Oh, wise.
You touch it, and it's warm to the touch, but you don't know if it's any...
Desert.
Yeah, you don't know if that's just the heat from the desert.
I touch the sand next to it and do a bit of a comparison.
I look at the bodies and see if I can identify the race of the victims.
I'll also let you know that the caravan sort of, or the charred out remains of the caravan is sort of sprayed around this mound, or there's a kind of a sand dune in the middle of it. And at the top of the sand dune, it looks like dirt has been turned over into the sand.
I'll investigate that.
All right. I'll put on my chainmail armor.
That's going to take you 1 minute.
I figured. I was going to have time before Jackson did something. No.
Are you going to wait?
If he's putting on his chainmail, I'd be like, I'll wait.
I say you even maybe started doing it on the way here. Right, just like on the back of the camel being like,
mm-hmm. Okay. All right, yeah, all right, magic boys. Can everyone just chill? I reckon it's ambush, so everyone get prepared.
Squim, you check the bodies. They appear to be a bunch of different races. You spot a dwarf, an elf, and a bunch of things that are just so charred, it's actually impossible to tell.
Mm-hmm. I'll call over to Gloom. What was your student?
My student, he was an elf.
Yeah, what was he?
Do you think you found him?
Yeah, you know me,
I mean, maybe.
He had a gold tooth.
A gold tooth, he said.
Gold right. tooth?
I check the teeth of the elf.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the elven bodies has a golden tooth.
Don't even try and hide it. Yeah.
I think he was good.
Gloom faints. Oh no. He takes damage falling off the
camel.
Oh man. Lilith has to get off and start helping him.
Fucking Gloom.
He got knocked out.
What a dickhead.
Like, I understand some people aren't built for fighting, but that's just
not for existing.
No.
What manner of villain or creature are our heroes facing? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.